Welcome to the Insolvency Counseling Program Online Self-Learning Modules. This program was designed for people who have filed an insolvency proceeding under the Bankruptcy and Insolvency Act, BIA for short, but anyone can view the modules. If you have filed for bankruptcy or made a consumer proposal under the BIA, it is important to remember that insolvency does not define you. There is no shame in resolving your serious financial difficulties through an insolvency proceeding. Many Canadians are living paycheck to paycheck, and over 100,000 people file a bankruptcy or a consumer proposal every year. The BIA is designed to promote a fresh start for those going through the insolvency process and help prevent reoccurrence. The Insolvency Counseling Program consists of 4 online modules and 2 in-person counseling sessions. These online modules will help prepare you for your 2 in-person counseling sessions with your BIA counselor, also known as your counselor. The Insolvency Counseling Program is part of the federally regulated insolvency process. It aims to provide you with the right tools and knowledge to help you move beyond your insolvency. The program will help you take control of your money and plan for a more financially secure future. This is your opportunity for a fresh start. The program is designed to help you. The Insolvency Counseling Program is divided into 2 stages. Each stage has an online component followed by an in-person counseling session. Stage 1, Budgeting. The budgeting stage is the first insolvency counseling stage, which takes place near the start of the insolvency process. The budgeting stage consists of 1 online module and 1 in-person session. During the online portion, you'll review the introduction and the budgeting module. The introduction will provide you with orientation information and outline what you can expect during the insolvency counseling program. The budgeting module will help you develop a personalized basic budget that is realistic and achievable. Your personal budget will be discussed with your counselor during your first in-person counseling session. Stage 2, Planning for the Future. The Planning for the Future stage is the second insolvency counseling stage, which is focused on post-insolvency goals, spending habits, and use of credit. The Planning for the Future stage consists of 3 online modules and 1 in-person counseling session. During the online session, you will review the following modules: Setting and Achieving Financial Goals, Spending Habits, and Responsible Use of Credit. The modules in the Planning for the Future stage are critical components of post-insolvency success. They will help prepare you by providing the tools and knowledge to help you stay on track after you are discharged or obtain a certificate of full performance. The skills you will learn are meant to be practiced along with the good budgeting skills you will have established during the budgeting stage. Your list of financial goals will be discussed with your counselor during your second in-person session. This online learning program is flexible and allows you to learn at your own pace. Online learning is very different from in-person counseling. To get the most out of the program, it is important that you are prepared for each module. Here are some tips to prepare you for the self-learning modules. Prepare a focus-friendly environment. Try to get rid of any distractions around you. Choose a quiet, comfortable area. Remember to take your time when completing the module. Move at your own pace. Write down any questions you have and bring them to your in-person counseling session. Take regular breaks when completing the modules. Stand up and stretch at least once every 10 minutes. And remember that this is not a test. Insolvency Counseling, Roles and Responsibilities. Let us start with the role of the Licensed Insolvency Trustee, LIT. Licensed Insolvency Trustees, LITs, are licensed and regulated by the federal government. LITs are professionals who are qualified and experienced in providing advice and services to individuals and businesses in financial difficulty. An LIT is an officer of the court and seeks to achieve a balance of interests between you, the debtor, and your creditors, the company or person to whom money is owed. An LIT must act honestly and fairly at all times in order to protect the rights of both debtors and creditors throughout the insolvency process. An LIT administers federally regulated insolvency proceedings, such as consumer proposals and bankruptcies. An LIT is responsible for providing, or providing for, insolvency counseling. Insolvency counseling is solely for the benefit of you, the debtor. Next, the role of the BIA counselor. LITs may provide BIA counseling themselves, or they can assign a BIA counselor to provide the counseling for them. And finally, your role. If you have commenced bankruptcy or consumer proposal proceedings, you are required to complete the in-person insolvency counseling sessions. These online modules help prepare you for the 2 in-person counseling sessions that you will attend with an LIT or their registered counselor. Next, let's talk about consumer protection and the insolvency counseling program. In order for you to be discharged from your debt, you must complete the government-regulated insolvency proceedings. The only person authorized to administer insolvency proceedings is an LIT. It is against the law for anyone else to represent themselves as an LIT. LITs are not allowed to register someone as a BIA counselor if that individual is involved in activities that could have a negative impact on debtors. Additionally, a counselor cannot be registered if they act as a go-between with debtors and LITs in exchange for payment or consideration from debtors. The LIT or counselor is entitled to $85 per in-person counseling session. The fee for this comes directly out of your state if you're bankrupt or from your proposal. This service is federally regulated, which means you cannot be charged directly or for a greater amount. A counselor is not allowed to take any payment directly from an insolvent debtor before, during, or after the counseling sessions. You can contact the OSB if you have any questions about the previously mentioned information. Congratulations! You have now completed the introduction module.